This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Today we continue with a series called How to Get Through What You're Going Through. In this study, Pastor Rick and Kay Warren share biblical wisdom and their life experiences to help you find God's path to peace in even the most difficult seasons of life. First, if you or someone you know needs some powerful Bible-based encouragement, then stay with us, because in a few minutes we're going to tell you about the Journey Toward Hope guided Bible study. It's full of encouraging Bible verses, exercises, and journaling pages to help you draw close to God and renew your sense of hope. You can find out more by going to PastorRick.com while you listen to today's message, or just text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. That's PastorRick.com, or just text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. Right now, here's Pastor Rick with the final part of a message called How to Get Through What You're Going Through.
Now, the shallowest level of relationships in a small group, at work, wherever, neighborhood, is the fellowship of sharing. And the fellowship of sharing is, hey, how about them Packers? Boy, we really had another tough week suffering for Jesus in Southern California with this weather. You know, I almost had to put on socks. You know, must be winter, okay? And, you know, it's that kind of shallow talk about where you just share your lives. Now, there's nothing wrong with the fellowship of sharing. Nothing wrong with it at all. It's just the shallowest level. And in fact, in your small group, you need to do a little bit of this every week you meet, where you just kind of share your lives. You catch up on each other's lives. That's an important part of being in a small group. What's going on at work? What's going on in your life? What's going on with your friends, your kids, or whatever? And the fellowship of sharing, there's nothing wrong with it. You can talk about trivial stuff. What movie did you see? What do you like? What did you see on YouTube? Well, you know, what'd you post on Facebook? You can share anything. And there's nothing wrong. It's good. It's a level of sharing, but it's the shallowest level. Now, the next level, which is a little bit deeper, more intimate, is the fellowship not of sharing, but the fellowship of studying. When we watch a video Bible teaching in a small group, and then we open our Bibles and we study it together, we've now gone to the next level, because now we're talking about more than just the weather and the economy. Now we're talking about things that change our lives. So the fellowship of studying builds a deeper relationship with 3, 4, 5 other people in your small group. And in that studying, we go deeper, we grow closer together. But there's an even deeper level than that. The third level is the fellowship of serving together. Not studying and sharing, but serving together. If you want to grow close together with the people in your group, pick a project. Go out and help the homeless. Go out and help the poor. Go out and help people at prison. Go out and do some tutoring. Go out and help the guys down at Pendleton Marine Base. Or just pick, there's thousands of ways you can do good. By serving together, it draws you even closer. One time, my small group, a few years back, we went to Africa for 10 days, did a peace project together. We grew closer together in those 10 days than we had in all the years we'd been together, because we were living together for several days. And in serving, you actually grow closer than studying or sharing. But the deepest level, the most intimate level, the most soul-satisfying level, and you need a few of these relationships in your life, is the fellowship of suffering. And that's when you take a deep breath and you go, you guys, I need to share something. I really had a tough week. Things aren't going good in my work, in my marriage, with my kids, with my finances. And you take the chance to reveal the pain you're holding inside yourself. Now, whenever you share a joy, it's doubled. Whenever you share a pain, it's cut in half. And you're not carrying such a heavy load anymore. So you need to share the fellowship of suffering. That's the deepest level of all. The small group that I'm in right now, I think I've been in it 8 years, this one. And There is no problem we haven't shared in 8 or more years. We've had bankruptcy. We've had tax problems. We've had cancer. We've had major illnesses. We've had deaths in the family. We've had problems with children. We've had major crises. We've had all, you couldn't name all of the stuff that we've gone through. And it has drawn me close to them, and it has drawn them close to me. And I know that if 2 o'clock tomorrow morning I had to go to the emergency room, I know there are 3 other guys who would be there with me. Because I've been there for them, and they've been there for me in the middle of the night when we needed each other. It wasn't just let's get together and study the Bible. It's the fellowship of suffering. Now, the deepest level of all is the fellowship of the ring, but we're not going to get into that. I'm just seeing if you're listening, actually. You know, I'm just some of you look like you're kind of dozing off at that point, so... So,
my precious.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Rick will be back in just a moment with the rest of today's lesson. You can sign up for Pastor Rick's free email devotional at PastorRick.com. That's PastorRick.com.
Life can sometimes be challenging, isolating, and painful. Do you or someone you know need some powerful encouragement right now? Then let me tell you about The Journey Toward Hope. This guided Bible study book takes you on a journey to discover the 5 truths about who you are. You are loved. You have a purpose. You belong. You have a choice. And you are needed. This full-color vegan leather study tool is filled with scriptures, prayers, exercises, spaces to journal, and personal stories to help you uncover the hidden reasons you may lose hope and teach you how to maintain and bolster that hope for a lifetime. We'll send you your very own copy of Journey Toward Hope when you give a gift today to Daily Hope to take the hope of Jesus to a hurting world. Just go to PastorRick.com right now to get your copy. Or you can call 800-600-5004. That's PastorRick.com or call 800-600-5004. And be sure to let us know the call letters of this station. Thank you so much for your support.
Now let's get back to today's lesson here on Pastor Rick's Daily Hope.
So the first thing God says I can do is I can use it for good. I need to remember. Now, the second thing I need to do to get through whatever I'm going through is I need to refuse. I need to refuse to listen to my fears. Because the moment you get in a tough spot, Satan goes overtime in your life, filling you with worry. Now, in 2 Corinthians Chapter 1, verse 8 and 9, Paul says this. He's honest about his fears. He shares his fears. I think you ought to know, dear brothers and sisters, about the trouble we went through in the province of Asia. We were crushed and completely overwhelmed, and we feared, circle that word, feared. We feared we would never live through it. What are you afraid of right now? In fact, we expected to die. But as a result, we learned not to rely in ourselves. If I'm going to get through what I'm going through, I cannot be dominated by worry. So here's what I want to suggest you do if you're a professional worrier. Schedule your worrying. Put it in your schedule. In fact, I'm going to tell you, as your pastor, as your spiritual advisor, your spiritual coach, I'm going to tell you, I want you to schedule your worry period from 7 p.m. to 7.05 p.m. every night. Okay? Now, from 7 to 7.05, you can have a full-on panic attack for all I care. Okay? I just don't want you wasting the entire day worrying, because worry is worthless. You limit it to 5 minutes a day. And that way you don't mess up your whole day. I refuse to listen to my fears. This is what Paul did. Number 3, rejoice in spite of my circumstances. That's the third thing you must do to get through what you're going through. I must rejoice in spite of my circumstances. Now, I'm not going to go into this in detail. I think it's pretty self-explanatory. But look up here on the screen and let me show you a couple of verses. Philippians 4:4. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice. How often are we to rejoice? Always. And are we to rejoice for our circumstances? No. It says rejoice in the Lord. You are not to rejoice in the problem. You are to rejoice in the Lord. Big difference. You're not to say, oh, thank you, God, I got this major problem. No. You rejoice in the Lord, not in your problem. Let me show you another one. Give thanks in all circumstances. But notice it says in all circumstances. It doesn't say give thanks for all circumstances. God is not asking you to be a masochist. If you go, oh, thank you, God, I got cancer. That's stupid. It doesn't say give thanks for the problems in your life. It says give thanks in all circumstances. Not for, in all circumstances. For this is God's will for you. This is God's will for you. People don't say, well, I'm in this problem right now. I just need to know what is God's will. I'll tell you what God's will is. Give thanks in all circumstances. Rejoice in the Lord always. Now, let me give you one more. James 1:2. Whenever trouble comes your way, let it be an opportunity for joy. Joy is a choice. It is a choice to rejoice. You always have a choice. And no matter how bad things are in your life, there is always something to thank God for. Now, this is exactly what Paul did. In verse 3, Paul is in the middle of a depressing time, and he says this, all praise to God, to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. All praise. He's rejoicing. He is the source of every mercy and the God who comforts us. Now, I don't know what you're going through right now, and I really don't know what you're going to go through, but I do know this. Here's what you can rejoice over. God sees what I'm going through. God knows what I'm going through. God cares about what I'm going through. God loves me. God will never stop loving me. God is in control. God can give me the power to change. God will use us for good in my life. He will direct me, perfect me, correct me, inspect me, protect me. He will edify me, purify me, sanctify me. He will give me a ministry to other people. He will draw me closer to other believers. There are 100 things you can thank God for, even when the bottom has fallen out. I remember, I refuse, and I rejoice. The Bible says this, Romans 8:28 on the screen. We know that in everything, God works for the good. It's not all good, but God works for the good of those who love him. They are the people he called because that was his plan. Rejoice. Number 4. Recruit. I must recruit others to pray for me. This is the 4th thing Paul does, and this is the 4th thing you need to do to get through what you're going through. You need to recruit other people to pray for you. The Bible says this in verse 11, God will rescue us because you are helping by praying for us. Now, friends, I'll just be honest with you. I don't know how this works. I don't know how it works, but there is additional power in group prayer that is not in when you just pray for yourself. There is more power in group prayer than in single power of you praying for yourself. The Bible says, if any two agree as touching anything, it shall be done. The Bible says, where two or more are gathered in my name, there am I in the midst of them. You need that power to get through what you're going through. That's why you need to be in a small group. It's why you need to ask them to pray for you. The Bible says this on the screen, Galatians 6:2. Carry each other's burdens. We're commanded to do that. How do you do that? By praying for each other. Carry each other's burdens. And in this way, you will fulfill the law of Christ. What is the law of Christ? We spent a month on it last fall. Love your neighbor as yourself. When you pray for other people, you are loving your neighbor as yourself. When they pray for you, they are loving you as themselves. Number 5, reaffirm my faith in God. Even in the darkest moment of my life, I must choose to reaffirm my faith in God. Now, Paul says, I'm overwhelmed, I'm crushed, I didn't feel like I was going to live through it. My feelings are telling me I'm going to die. I'm not going to make it. It is terrible. It's black, dark, and I can't see ahead. And yet he says this in verse 10. We are confident. That's reaffirming my faith. We are confident that he will, not might, he will continue to deliver us. God, I don't understand it, and I'm not going to get an explanation till I get to heaven. But I trust you. That's how you get through what you're going through. Now, how do you get that kind of faith? There's only one way. You got to get in this book. The Bible says this, faith comes from hearing the word of God. If the more you get of the Bible in your life, the stronger your faith's going to be. You get a lot of the Bible in your life, you're going to have a lot of faith. You get a little Bible, you got to have little faith. You get the Bible only once a week at church, you're going to have almost no faith. That's like fasting 6 days a week and then having a banquet on Sunday. There's no way you're going to be healthy. And you're going to need to have your faith strong, and you only get it by getting into this book. And that leads us to number 6. Rely on God's promises. When my heart is breaking, when I'm going through terrible times, the way I get through what I'm going through is I rely on the promises of God. Did you know there are over 6,000 promises of God in this book? 6,000. They're like blank checks. And they're promises about your career, promises about your kids, promises about your health, promises about your future and your past and all the things, your finances. But you can't claim those promises unless you know them. So you got to get in the word. Look at what the Bible says. Romans 15:4. Everything that was written in the past, he's talking about the Bible, was written, everything in the Bible is written to teach us. The scriptures give us two things, endurance and encouragement. The scriptures give us endurance and encouragement so we have hope. If you are not in this book on a daily basis, you do not have the endurance nor the encouragement you need to get through what you're going through. Now, let me close with a promise, one of those 6,000 promises for those of you who are going through the fire right now. Look at this verse on the screen, James 1:12. God will bless you if you don't give up when your faith is tested. He will reward you with the crown of life just as he rewards everyone who loves him. Let's bow our heads. Would you pray this prayer in your heart? Jesus Christ, I open my life completely to you. I want to get to know you. I want to learn to love you. I want to learn to trust you. I want to grow my faith. Jesus Christ, I need you to help me get through what I'm going through. If you've never asked Jesus to do this, say, Jesus Christ, please save me today. Be my Savior and Lord. I don't understand it all, but I am saying yes to you today. If you're already, you've made that commitment, say, Jesus Christ, help me to take these steps to remember the good that you can bring out of my problem, to refuse to give in to the fear, to rejoice no matter what I'm going through, to recruit people in my small group to pray for me, to relax and rest and trust in you, to rely on your promises, and to reaffirm my faith. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hi, everybody. This is Rick, and I hope you enjoyed today's broadcast. You know, if you just prayed that prayer for the very first time, or you just recommitted your life to Jesus again today, would you let me know about it? There's something real about sharing your commitment. So write me, Rick, at PastorRick.com and say, Rick, I prayed that prayer of commitment. I gave my life to Christ. And I'll send you some material that'll help you on your journey with Jesus. And I'll also pray for you. God bless you.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. We're so happy you've chosen to study along with us today. If you'd like to receive Rick's free daily devotional, go to PastorRick.com and sign up right now. You'll get hope and encouragement from Pastor Rick delivered to your inbox every day. Rick will be back to close out our time today, but first, life can sometimes be challenging, isolating, and painful. Do you or someone you know need a powerful encouragement right now? Then let me tell you about The Journey Toward Hope. This guided Bible study book takes you on a journey to discover the five truths about who you are. You are loved. You have a purpose. You belong. You have a choice. And you are needed. This full-color vegan leather study tool is filled with scriptures, prayers, exercises, spaces to journal, and personal stories to help you uncover the hidden reasons you may lose hope and teach you how to maintain and bolster that hope for a lifetime. We'll send you your very own copy of Journey Toward Hope when you give a gift today to Daily Hope to take the hope of Jesus to a hurting world. Just go to PastorRick.com right now to get your copy. Or you can call 800-600-5004. That's PastorRick.com or call 800-600-5004. And be sure to let us know the call letters of this station. Thank you so much for your support. Here's Pastor Rick with a special message.
You know, here at Daily Hope, we use the internet and podcasts and email and as many other different channels as possible to share God's hope and love with as many people as we can. Now, one of the ways that we use is by broadcasting on radio stations, just like the one you're listening to right now. Now, you may not know this, but purchasing radio airtime is a significant expense for our ministry. But we want to bring this teaching to you, and we believe you are worth it. Now, in order to be good stewards of the gifts that God has given to us, we're only able to continue on the air on stations where listener supporters let us know that they're listening to the programs. That's why it's very important that you let us know the call letters and the city of your radio station when you give any kind of gift or support to Daily Hope. This is very important. Let us know your call letters and the name of the city that you're hearing this broadcast. Now, I realize that some of you can't afford to help us out financially. That's okay. We love you. We thank God for you. We want to minister and serve you. Everybody in the body of Christ has different gifts to share at different times in life. You can pray for us, and there will be others of you who can give generously so that God can continue to spread this message throughout the world. You need to know that Daily Hope is 100% funded by the daily gifts and offerings that you give with your generous support. You also need to know that I don't take any salary from Daily Hope. All of the gifts given to this broadcast go directly toward fulfilling our mission of reaching people with the certain hope that we can only find in Jesus. So I'm going to ask you to do something today. Will you pray for me? And will you pray for this Daily Hope ministry? Help us to reach every person in the world with the certain hope that only comes from believing and receiving Jesus Christ. You know, it's only by hearing the Word of God and by putting into practice that we discover and we fulfill the purposes God has for each of our lives. So I want to just say thank you. Thank you so much for your financial support that you're able to give whenever you're able to give it, and may God bless your generosity.
When you give a gift to Daily Hope, you're helping share the hope of Jesus with people in your community and all around the world. Call 800-600-5004, or you can visit PastorRick.com, and we'll send you the Journey Towards Hope guided Bible study to say thanks. Again, that's 800-600-5004 or PastorRick.com. Be sure to join us again next time as we look into God's Word for our daily hope. This program is sponsored by Daily Hope Ministries and your generous financial support.